And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. The American Red Cross has issued a national blood crisis declaration for only the second time in its history, citing critically low blood supplies across the country. Health officials are urging eligible donors to schedule appointments as hospitals continue to rely on steady donations to care for trauma patients, those undergoing surgery, and individuals receiving cancer treatment. The Red Cross says even a small increase in donors at local blood drives could help strengthen the nation's blood inventory. And a Port Huron woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to multiple felony charges involving child abuse, criminal sexual conduct, and child sexual exploitation. 30-year-old Kelly Marie Burson was sentenced Monday in St. Clair County Circuit Court. Under a plea agreement, she admitted to first-degree child abuse, aggravated child sexually abusive activity, second-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a child under 13, and distributing child sexually abusive material. A charge of using a computer to commit a crime was dismissed as part of the agreement. The court sentenced Burson to prison terms ranging from 56 months to 25 years, with all sentences to be served at the same time. Her longest concurrent sentence is 11 to 25 years. She's received credit for 172 days already served and was ordered to have no contact with the victim. Michigan State Police say the case began after investigators traced online distribution of child sexually abusive material to Burson. Evidence gathered during the investigation led to her arrest. The investigation was conducted by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit and the Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force. In the city of Marlette and Marlette Community Schools have finalized an agreement to continue funding the district school resource officer for the 2026-2027 school year. Officer Jim Sanchez will remain in the position when classes begin August 3rd, providing security during the school day and at evening school events. The position carries a total cost of nearly $98,000, with the school district reimbursing the city just over $70,000, while Marlette Township also contributes to funding. School officials say the partnership reflects a shared commitment to maintaining a safe learning environment for students and staff. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
The King of Cars.
Hey folks, it's Denny King, the King of Cars, and I've got big news to share.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
More Motors, Ford, and the American Red Cross are teaming up for a life-saving event. The Blood Drive happening Friday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1725 West Cairo Road in Cairo.
More Motors in Cairo.
Every pint of blood donated helps save up to 3 lives, and that's something worth rolling up your sleeves for. When you come to give blood, you'll be able to enjoy food and refreshments from Sunrise Susie's Coffee Company and Fat Matt's Real Pit Barbecue.
More Motors in Cairo.
It's easy to be part of. Just scan the QR code on our door or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Join us at More Motors of Cairo on July 31st to help make a difference and to keep our community strong. That's Friday, July 31st, 10 to 4 at More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors, together with Ford and the American Red Cross, we're building hope one donation at a time.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.